Hello, and welcome to our podcast on Couple Power. I'm Dr. Peter Sherris. I'm a clinical psychologist.
And I'm Dr. Phyllis Kotcheris, also a clinical psychologist.
And together we've been working with couples and people in relationships for about 35 years. Also, we've been married and together for about 35 years.
And happily, I might say.
And today we want to talk about something we don't usually think about when we talk about relationships or being in relationships. And that's how relationships affect the communities that we live in and how an important part of being in a healthy, lifelong relationship has to do with this idea of community.
So it's how communities affect couples and how couples also create and affect communities. And we have found that just like it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to support a couple relationship. And what we want to talk about is how to do that and how to incorporate that into your life. Because we've found that it's the key variable in having a relationship last and be vital through the years.
So what do we mean about when we say community? We know that in many cases when we work with couples or when couples themselves are resolving problems, trying to make things better, they do it just kind of themselves, within themselves, or as their own private business. But how we learn about how relationships should be or what they're like are from people in our life. There's no manual for being in a couple, so we usually learn it from the people around us, and most frequently, the couple or the relationships we see around us first when we're children are the relationships of our parents.
And so our parents may be a source of couple support, or they may not. Sometimes we want to get away from our parents, and sometimes our parents want to get away from us.
And more we have a generation where parents are likely to have been divorced as well. Two or three generations ago, when divorces were rare, we often learned how to stay in relationships. And for good or ill, we learned that from our parents. Now, the models we have are a little bit different, and we draw strength or we draw concern from those models that we see around us.
And in the mobile society that we live in today, sometimes, no matter how good our relationships with our parents may be, they may not be there. They may not be around the corner to help us out and be supporting us when we need it. So there's two ways that we can create community to support couples. And one of them is through this generational community, which we call the
vertical
communities, where you have one generation supporting another generation, and sometimes that's able to be used very well and sometimes not. And when we don't have that available, then there's the option of what we call horizontal communities.
And horizontal communities are the communities of people in our generation, our friends, our brothers, our sisters, the people that we can draw support on from because they're like us right now. They're going through the same kinds of things that we're going through right now. So these communities are out there. The question is, how can we use them and where do we actually find them, discover them, or if we can't discover them, where do we make them?
And we think that's important because without that, it's very hard to just maintain the energy, the excitement, the variety of activities in your life, just as just the two of you. What might happen is just like when you're an individual and you tend to kind of get isolated. You can isolate yourself as a couple and your energy that you might need to grow your couple isn't available. So it's really important that we find ways to incorporate these communities into our life.
A number of years ago, we went around the country and we interviewed couples who had been married for a long time, people who have
happily married,
have what we call lifelong love. And over again, they reported that they had a group of friends or a group of peers or a very tight-knit family that supported them because it's not always easy to be in a couple. But who do you turn to get some advice? Who do you turn to have a conversation about what you might do differently from what you're doing now than people in those kinds of communities?
And it's also more fun. I mean, you know, we have a lot of fun with each other. We do lots of things together. But we also find that it gives us more variety, more fun in our life when we can include other people as well.
And especially in times of high stress, lots of work, very little time for instance, when children come along or two very active careers, we actually lose the opportunity to be in larger groups where that group can take over some of the activity. So imagine, for instance, in your community, when you're just tired of coming home and making dinner and you don't have much energy, really throwing in with a bunch of other couples and alternating or having dinner at different people's houses, you have the opportunity to be with them, communicate with them, and also to share the load and share the work. This comes up a lot when you start having children, because all of a sudden you really need to have support for that. And the places that we look for support usually are in our communities, our vertical communities with family, or these horizontal communities with friends. And more, of course, we're less likely to live close to our extended family. So it's harder to have grandma or grandpa or other people in the family be there for us if we're trying to lead two very active lives.
And when you have children, it's sometimes a natural avenue for creating couple community around being in activities that your children are engaged in. So you may have to reach out a little more, but, you know, when you go to the soccer game, arrange to carpool or to have people go out to lunch afterwards. And aside from making it more fun for you, it's more fun for the kids, and you're creating a community of support. Maybe there's a time when you're not going to be able to take your child to the game. Well, you have somebody else then to call, and you don't have to just put that pressure on each other.
And I want to go back to what Phyllis said about fun, too, that a lot of times these kinds of communities develop out of taking vacations together or having a particular kind of concert that you like to go to together or even playing cards. And communities can develop or be found in a lot of places. For the horizontal communities, the ones of your generation, often you can find that in your church or your synagogue or your mosque or in a spiritual community. Or you can find it just in your neighborhood where there are a lot of people who might be like you in a lot of ways.
And you may not find it, but you can create it. We've worked with couples where they were bemoaning the fact that there was nothing to do and they knew no one in their neighborhood. Well, what they did is they posted a notice in their community recreation area about 4th of July picnic, and 10 couples showed up. So even if you can't find it, you can create it.
And these are communities that may last a long time. In our community where we live, there are a number of elders who actually lived in another city, and they moved together to retire so that they could keep their community there. So the horizontal communities can be discovered, but they also can be created. Sometimes we'll work with a couple and we'll say, your job is to go as a couple, make friends with another couple, so that you can do couple things together that are really fun, and you can actually spend time together enjoying what a couple does.
And we think that once you start doing this, you're going to find out how infectious it is. Like in our homeowners meetings, we used to have one every year. Well, we said, why don't we just make it into a potluck and enjoy being with each other, not just doing the work? And we enjoyed it so much that then we started doing it 4 times a year.
And it doesn't really matter what you're doing it about. It might be cleaning up your community. It might be sponsoring a scout troop. It might be going on adventurous vacations. All of these are things that you can put together if you really are committed to not going it alone, but going it with another couple or with other couples in a community.
And if you have trouble doing this, there are some other options. We offer groups for couples to kind of help you get started, so it's kind of arranged for you, and we meet every other week. Occasionally, we do that. There are also groups that are out there that you can join. There's the Marriage Encounter groups, and there's another group which we helped to co-found called Couples Coaching Couples, where one couple gets together with another into what we call a quartet, and they get on the phone or meet once a week and split the time and coach each other on what they're committed to creating and their projects. And it's amazing how easy it is to coach another couple when you're both clear that you're there to support each other.
And then larger groups of these people get together and they meet every 3 months or so, and they talk about what works and what doesn't work. And if you
want couples coaching couples.
If you want information about couples coaching couples, you can go to their website, couplescoachingcouples.com, and get some more information about that.
Yeah, and this is a national organization. It's all over the country. So we're trying to spread the word and have couples all over have ways to be in community with each other.
The other kind of community that we're talking about is this vertical community. And there's always time to interact with people in other generations in your family or in your spouse's family or other people in the community in different generations. It has a lot of advantages of having experience, of having help with a lot of different activities that other generations may know more about, babysitting, childcare, doing a variety of different things, and really reaching out to your own extended family. Usually this happens around the holiday time when people either go to someone's house for a particular holiday or they invite people to their own house. One of the things we suggest is that you as a couple start thinking about hosting and having everybody in the family come to your house. If you're like me, you grow up going to one of your parents' houses. And it's really great when you begin to take on that responsibility to say, let's come to our house.
And as you keep doing these kinds of things, you'll start to see that your couple becomes the source of visioning and fun and cooperation for other couples. So your couple can then be the source of a lot of couplehood in your world, whether it be vertical or horizontal. And that's been one of the great joys that we have had is to see our children who are now getting married themselves and how we have been able to be the source for them of couple in their life and how then they go out and they bring that to their friends and they source that for other couples. So it really can magnify itself as you continue to do this. And if you've been listening to all of these podcasts, you may see now that what Couple Power is a program that we call the four C's of Couple Power. And we started with commitment, we had cooperation, we talked about communication, and now we're talking about community. So it's a four-pronged program, and if you do all of these, we are sure that you will have all that you need to create lifelong love in your life.
So in short, community is the place where we learn about couplehood and where we actually are able to be in couplehood with the people we care about most and the people we spend our lives with. And that really is the definition of lifelong love.
So we hope that this has been valuable for you. And if you want to find out more about Couple Power, please go to our website, www.couplepower.com, or call me at our phone number, 434-971-4701. We'd like to hear about the communities that you're forming and any suggestions or ideas that you have that you might want to share with us. Thank you so much.